Free speech advocates are taking more elected officials to task for blocking followers on their social media accounts. President Trump does it. Members of Congress do it. Even state representatives are routinely muting people who bug them. KUER's Julia Ritchie explores how Utah's own elected officials are trying to manage their online presence amid a decline in political civility.
Anyone who follows Utah politics or the hashtag UTPoll on Twitter knows Republican State Senator Todd Weiler. He freely admits he can be pretty sarcastic online. He pokes fun at liberals, current events, and his tortured love of BYU football.
It lets me show another side of my personality that you're not going to see at a town hall or if you email me. And I kind of like to show people who I really am. And it's not a mean, nasty person, but it is someone who likes to laugh at himself and will occasionally laugh at others.
But Weiler can't always take a joke, and he says he doesn't do it all that often, but he does block people.
The disrespect you show your constituents is appalling.
That's Jessica Rawson, who goes by the Twitter handle JunieB1979. She's reading a tweet she sent Weiler last February. A little backstory here. Jessica Rawson is not Weiler's constituent. She lives in Kaysville. But she is passionate about air quality, which is a hot-button issue in Salt Lake, especially in the wintertime when inversions happen. Rawson saw Weiler tweet an email from a constituent about air quality and felt he was unfairly mocking them. So she responded,
"We are all choking and want to see serious action on this issue."
And just like that, Weiler blocked her. So, a couple of weeks ago, while talking to the senator about his online habits, I asked if he'd be willing to talk to Rawson. To my surprise, he agreed.
Hey, this is Julia at KUER News. I'm actually sitting here with Senator Todd Weiler right now. So, I was just going to put you on speakerphone really quick.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rawson, who was new to Twitter at the time, says she was really surprised when he blocked her.
I'd never been blocked by anyone. And my comment was critical, but I didn't feel like it was maybe block-worthy.
So, Jessica...
And I felt like there were also some other people on his feed that were expressing the same concern about the way he was treating his constituents.
So I'll give Senator Weiler a chance to respond.
Yeah, so my guess was you caught me when the air quality outside was bad, because it's bad every February typically.
Sure.
And I was during the session, so you were probably the eighth or ninth or tenth person that blame me for the bad air that day, and I just probably had enough. I'm like, I'm not going to put up with this. So.
Being one of the most active members of the legislature online means Weiler attracts more flack than most. He says he only really has issues with people who make personal attacks on him, his family, or his LDS faith. John Mejia, legal director of the ACLU of Utah, says, yes, obscenity and personal threats are out of line. But they've noticed more elected officials are blurring the line between what is and isn't acceptable speech.
And so from our perspective, if you're blocking somebody from commenting or even receiving your comments, that's a form of censorship that we felt had to stop.
Mejia's office sent letters out to members of Utah's federal delegation after receiving complaints about blocking, Congresswoman Mia Love in particular. A spokesman for Love, Richard Pyatt, says it's rare for them, but those who do get blocked usually have committed what he called egregious violations. That includes racial slurs and profanity. Mejia is willing to cut the delegation some slack. He says it's a new form of engagement for many public officials, and there's a learning curve involved.
You know, I'm afraid it might be one of those issues where you stumble along until everybody eventually learns. And so enforcing First Amendment rights and standing up for First Amendment rights really is an issue that never dies.
In the meantime, there are lawsuits pending against President Trump and other elected officials over this very issue. As for Senator Weiler and Jessica Rawson, they talked for almost half an hour. Rawson said she did some more research after being blocked and learned Weiler is a member of the Clean Air Caucus. He's actually worked to address the issue she cares about most. During their conversation, it came out that Rawson had texted Weiler about another issue a few weeks later, and he responded politely. Weiler admits he doesn't take Twitter that seriously, and maybe that's the problem.
Twitter's more of a game for me, and I will say I learn a lot on Twitter, and I have never tried to cocoon myself like some people do, to only have an echo chamber where I'm hearing what other Republicans are saying.
Before they ended the call, Wyler told Rossen he had unblocked her, and he hopes they stay in touch.
But I'm not a mean person in real life, and I'm not typically a mean person on Twitter, so...
Well, hopefully that's the same for me, right?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the dialogue, and I'm glad you texted me. I'm glad I responded, so please continue to do that.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks a lot. Great conversation.
Bye.
All right.
I mean, how do you feel just having talked to her?
No, like, I feel a lot better about it, so.
I mean, does that show you, like, online is just not real
it's
life?
Yeah, it's not real life.
Both said they learned a lot from their conversation. Rossen says she doesn't want to seem like some kind of online troll, and Wyler says he doesn't either. He says the phone call reminds him that the most meaningful engagement happens through talking to one another, not in 144 characters. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.